A photograph. My grandmother carried a tattered black and white photograph in the depths of her purse. It was more like the talisman of a lost cause than a celebratory shot. She and Grandad were standing together on unfamiliar steps, smiling at the camera. He was in uniform, tall, good-looking, holding his cigarette like a matinee idol. "Did you have a small wedding to save money?" I asked. "Wartime rationing," Gran replied. "I was your age, 18. I would have married him in a registry office if my parents had let me. He was a real catch." I knew a bit about Grandad. He'd kept quiet about his background, wrote that his father was a farmer on the marriage certificate when he was anything but. "Errol used to say I had dancer's legs," Gran said, looking down at her withered calves. They had three kids under five when he left her. Gran swears he sent postcards, but no one believes her. I looked at the photograph again. "I think he's got a black eye. What happened?" Gran fidgeted with her purse and looked away. "What about you, dear?" she asked. "Anyone special?" "No standouts. Don't get left on the shelf. There are worse fates, Gran. Heartbreak. A gaping hole in a young family. Living on rations long after the war ended. I wanted to ask about the dark days after Errol disappeared. Why she'd kept believing in him." But she held her hand out for the photograph, and her purse snapped shut.